Okay, so now we're actually recording the podcast.
Okay, so we're testing.
This is a test.
Please tell me we're testing.
This is a test 1, 2, 3.
And this isn't going to the masses. Because we know that when millions listen to this, we don't want them to hear our test product.
Theoretically, it's not going to people.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no black market for, like, test podcasts.
No, just like a politician says, they're going to fucking make it.
Okay, very good. So very good.
But so this is the actual app that we'll record on.
Okay.
And then we add our jingle, and then we put our logo in there, which we have all of that, mm-hmm. and then sell it.
Okay. So if we're recording, so we'll be able to hear what this sounds like.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So, once again, this is, okay, so it's still recording, so it's... Okay, so that's 1:04, and
they
said that it could be 10 minutes, it could be 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. God, we will never be able to do a 10-minute.
No.
If we get off on one of our topics, that's
toast. It's going to be completely done. Yes. So getting off on one of our topics, right?
Okay.
I called around today looking for plasma regeneration.
Okay.
Yeah.
Plasma regeneration.
Plasma regeneration, where they're going to extract the blood, they spin it, pull the collagen out, and then inject it into your face.
Yo.
Yes. I had that done once.
Really?
Yeah. And I think it's something I want to do again. It'll make you instantly look 10 years younger.
Wow.
Instantly. Because your face sags because of collagen. Uh-huh. Loss of collagen. But
you don't come out looking like Melanie Griffith.
There's no... like guarantee.
Have you seen how Melanie Griffith looks?
Not good.
Oh my god, that's fucking frightening.
Well, that could be the fentanyl, though. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's the plasma regeneration or the fentanyl. One of the two. But I think it's something that we should take a look into.
Sure. Yeah. Is this an expensive process?
About $350.
That's not awful.
Right.
Would you do that to somebody for $350?
Well, it's either that or scrotox. So I'm a little bit more comfortable.
What if we took our plasma? Plasma?
Plasma.
Plasma and put it into our testicles.
What you know how much money we would save versus doing scrotox?
I think we should try it. It's like a test product. That's a stupid shit.
That might be something we're going to have. That would be something we're going to have to do on our YouTube video.
Oh, I think we should totally do it. Plasmicles.
Say that.
Plasmicles.
Okay, spell that.
Plasma testicles.
Uh-huh.
Plasmicles.
Plasmicles.
Yes.
You know what? Maybe it would work, but I don't know if testicles sag because of lack of collagen.
But they might be nice and smooth and lovely.
Yeah, but nobody ever looks at them.
See, I think that's half the deal. Is if we could get somebody to get close enough... to see them.
It's the same thing as taking the car out of the garage, waxing it, and putting it back in.
Okay, so you do this in your face, and like all over your face, like your
all
forehead.
Over. Yeah, when I had it done, I had it done on my jowls.
Really?
And it immediately, I used to have deep lines that ran in here like Gordon Ramsay, you know, or like a Sharpay.
Okay.
And
which is why God made facial hair.
Exactly. Yeah. But unfortunately, so what they do is they draw the blood and they put it in a centrifuge thing which separates whatever it is in blood that separates. And the collagen floats to the top and then they inject it back in. But this was in Mexico, and I'm not exactly sure it was my blood to begin with. It was dark in the room, and so...
Or human blood, for that matter. Who knows?
It could be a limping German shepherd on the street somewhere then.
It could have been lingua, for all you know.
It could have been something.
Yeah.
But I think it's something that we should take into
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm game.
Yeah. I found it on Groupon.
You did not.
this afternoon.
Let's talk about Groupon things.
Okay.
What interesting thing. See, I did one Groupon, and that was a float tank. Have you ever done a float tank?
Define, quantify float tank.
Float tank. So it is this pod. It looks like a giant egg.
Uh-huh.
And it lifts, and they have 1,100 pounds
uh-huh.
of Epsom salts
okay.
in water. So you're completely buoyant.
Yeah, but don't you come out of that like a prune?
No, not at all, because it's the Epsom salt, which is, what, magnesium phosphate, I think?
Something.
And, no, you come out, I went in, so you have this room, and you're all by yourself, so you can shower.
Right.
And you get in this thing, and you have this pod, so you're supposed to close the lid.
With you in it.
Yes. I'm a little apprehensive, so I left mine open a little bit.
This has got Valium and, written all over
it. This is over an hour. And so I'm trying to figure out, how in the fuck I'm going to spend an hour in total silence, total darkness, doing nothing.
Butt naked and yes. 1,100 pounds of
Epsom salts. Yes.
If they had like a little movie up there, you could watch it.
Yeah, no, there's nothing. So, unfortunately, I found that when I close that lid and I'm lying in this, and you can't drown because of the Epsom salts. They keep you completely buoyant. And so I'm lying there, and the first like 10 minutes, I'm like, my God, this is never going to end. The next five minutes, I went through every emotion fucking possible. It was bizarre.
Wait, are you sure it was only Epsom salt in the water?
I don't know.
Were there like petri dishes around
Well, you know, because during the 10 minutes before, I'm trying to think of, you talk of like, what kind of shrinkage is occurring?
Between your legs.
Between your legs? What do my testicles look like?
I worry about that when I'm not even in water, man. I mean, let alone floating in water, man.
So I'm there. So I start going through these emotions. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm a grown man. What is all this about? And then 5 minutes later, I'm done. It was an hour. And it didn't seem like an hour at all.
But what is the point of doing it, though?
To, like, relax and like, purge yourself, kind of.
And float.
Yeah, and you float. And it's really just to be, like, just with yourself and nothing else for an hour. So and I got out. My blood pressure was down 10 points.
Uh-huh.
10 points on both. Systolic and diastolic. And it was just, it was, like, the most tranquil, like, and I almost felt like I was high when I got out because it was just so mellow. And it was amazing. I would do it again in a heartbeat. That was through a Groupon.
But how do you know if the actual, they recycle the salt?
They do. They have a process in between each one where it goes back through and it filters and it cleans it. But
cleans the salt.
It cleans the water because the salt acts kind of like a chlorine and... And it keeps the water clean.
And sanitizes it a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
It's real, and it's like exact body temperature.
Uh-huh.
It runs exactly to your body temperature.
No shit.
The whole thing.
So you're like, not hot like or cold.
Uh-uh.
Right?
So it's almost like an embryonic thing.
Can you do it for more than one person at a time?
You want to go do one?
Well, we could try it together. It'd be a little awkward, though. I'm sure that'd go over so well with the wives.
Well, but, you know, it's a pod made for one person, but I'm sure we could make it work.
We have to find a very small partner. Yeah.
I'd like to be on the bottom.
We get you a little tube so you can breathe. Yeah, the whole process. Is the Groupon valid for two people?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think it specifies. So I think legally we could hold them to the
hold them accountable the for it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, or maybe like a 2-for-1 special.
So there you go.